Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Tazayin. We left off on Daf Tesvav and Beis. We are at Va'azdu L'Ta'amayu, four lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Tesvav and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Leah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And it's also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Dir Zichrono Levracha, Noach ben Meshulam Shraga, whose fifth yahrzeit was yesterday, the Neshama Shev and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is continue our conversation about Hasra Asafek. We suggested that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish whether Hasra Asafek is Shema Hasra or not. And we're going to link that in to the conversation about Nosar, that the Torah tells us that not only is there an Isser of Nosar, that you're not allowed to leave the carbon over past the time that you're allowed to eat it, but Vanosar Mimenu Ad Boker Be'ish Tisrofu gives a mitzvah saseh that you're supposed to burn whatever is Nosar. So what do we learn from that? From the fact that the Torah says that there is an Asay. That implies that, because it's a Lavanitik Asay, you don't get Malkus. But shouldn't there be other reasons that Nosar doesn't get Malkus? What about the fact that it's a Lav Shein Bomaisa? What about the fact that any Hasra you're going to get on Nosar is going to be Hasra Safek? So the Gemara is going to work on how to interpret the Pasuk by Nosar and what that tells us about what one does and does not get Malkus. Then we're going to return to the sugya of kimu vel kimu bitlu vel bitlu, that we say that one might get a malchus for a lav anita klasei if he's mevatel the chance of ever being able to fulfill the asei again. And the Gemara is going to say, yeah, but alenu ein lanu ella, we only have zos va'od acheres. We can only think of two examples in the entire world, two examples in the entirety of Torah, where you have a lav anita klasei that will make it impossible to do the asei, and therefore, you're going to get Malkus for the assay. Because most Lavanitik assays, it's always possible to do the assay. There are only two examples where we can take away the possibility of fulfilling that assay. So obviously, whenever the Gemara says, there's only, the Gemara is always going to say, really? Only two? And it's going to suggest a number of other possibilities of what else might have fit that category. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how many Malkios on Amud Beis. We're going to talk about how many Malkios one gets for eating different insects, and it could be up to six different Isurim. Six different Malkios for eating particular types of insects. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion of Bal Tishaktsu, the Isser to be disgusting, which includes the Chiddush of the Gemara, that includes holding oneself in from going to the bathroom, and it includes drinking from bloodletting Kalim and things of that nature. Then at the very end of the Daf, we'll see if we get to it today, a little bit about if a person fails to take Maiser Ani, whether it makes the produce into Tevel, and whether an Amah Aretz is assumed to take Maiser Ani. Even we know an Amah Aretz is assumed to take Truma Gedola, but he's not assumed to be careful about Maisros. What about Maiser Ani? So let's begin again. We're holding four lines from the end of the page on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Va'azu l'tamayu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are l'shitasam, that they argue about this din of Hasra Safek in the following context. De itmar shavua sha'ochel kikar zeh hayom. A guy takes a shavua that he's going to eat this loaf of bread today. So he has the possibility all day long to fulfill that Shavua. So if, whenever anyone's going to issue him his Hasra'a, by definition it's going to be Hasra'a Safik, because they're going to tell him, oh, if you don't eat that Kikar right now, you're going to get Malkus. Really? If I don't eat the Kikar right now, I still might not get Malkus, because I might eat it in an hour from now. I might eat it in 10 minutes from now. And that's therefore Hasra'a Safik, because the Hasra'a Safik means that even if you violate this Hasra'a, you still might not get Malkus. So since you have all day long to be able to eat the Kikar, even if you violate the Hasra'a at any given moment, the Hasra'a needs to be betoken de dibur, needs to be at that moment that you're going to violate the Isser. So even if you violate that Hasra'a at that moment, you still might not get the Malkus, because someone comes over to you at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and says, you better eat that Kikar right now, or you get Malkus. No, I won't eat that Kikar, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon I'll eat the Kikar, so I'll still have avoided the Malkus. But then the whole day passes and the guy doesn't eat the kikar. So he was mechalel the shavua. He didn't do what he said he was going to do. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Sharmi Tarvayu, Eino Loka. Both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say he does not get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka, Mishum Davi Lav Shein Bomaisa. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get malchus because it's a Lav Shein Bomaisa. How did he violate the Lav of the shavua? By not eating the kikar. V'kal Lav Shein Bomaisa, Eino Loka. And the rule is, whenever you have a Lav Shein Bomaisa, you're not going to get malchus on it. Sounds like he wasn't so bothered about the Asra Safek element of it. It was just the Lav Shein Bomaisa element of it. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar, Eino Loka Mishum Davi Asra Safek. V'kal Asra Safek Lo Shema Asra. Reish Lakish says, no, the reason he doesn't get malchus is because it's Asra Safek, and you can't get malchus when he only had Asra Safek, because that's not considered a viable Asra. V'travayu Alib Rabbi Yehuda. This machlokes is within the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that someone who violates the Isser of leaving over the Basar from the Karban Pesach is Pater from Malchus, since it's a Lava Nitikla essay. So they argue, what can you be Medayek from Rabbi Yehuda? And obviously Rabbi Yehuda is not a universally agreed opinion. Rabbi Akiva, we had back on Dav Dalid, says you don't get Malchus on Noser because it's Ein Bomaisa, right? Not because it's a Lava Nitikla essay, but it's a Lav Shein Bomaisa. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, you do get Malchus on a Lav Shein Bomaisa. It's only on account of it being a Lav Nitikla essay that you don't get Malchus. So says Mar Tarvayu Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. They're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Detanya. We have a brisa that says as follows: Pasuk says Lagabi the Korban Pesach V'losasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. You're not allowed to leave over the meat of the Korban Pesach until the next morning. V'anosu Mimenu Ad Boker. And if you do leave over the meat until the next morning, Pasuk continues Be'ish Tisrofu. You have to burn that meat. So Ba Kosov Litenasei Achalosasei. The Torah specifically gives a mitzvah sasei of be'esh tisrofu after already telling me the lo sasei of lo susiru. Why? Lomar shein lokin love to tell me that you don't get malchus on this lav of lo susiru. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's a lav anitik lasei. By the Torah attaching an asei to the lav, that's the Torah's way of telling you you're not going to get malchus on this. So Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish have machlokas. How do we interpret Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan diyakachi. Rabbi Yochanan makes the diuk as follows. Time to baha kasuv. The only reason that that you don't get malchus is because the Torah came and attached a mitzvah saseh. But haloba kosov, had the Torah not attached a mitzvah saseh to the Isra of Nosar, then loka, then you would have gotten malchus on the Isra of Nosar. Meaning had the pasuk just stopped at lo sosir mimenu ad boker, then you would have gotten malchus for the Isra of Nosar, even though you have all night long where you could choose to eat it or not to eat it. So any hasra that you can get at any point during the night is going to be Asra Safek. So Alma Asra Safek, Shma Asra. So you see that Asra Safek would be a valid Asra, because we would have gotten Malchus for Nosar, but for the fact that there's a mitzvah Saseh attached to it. Reish Lakish, Diakach, Reish Lakish is Medayik as follows. That time of Dubah Akasov, that the only reason you're not going to get Malchus is because there's a mitzvah Saseh attached to it. Haloba Akasov, had there not been a mitzvah Saseh attached to it, Loka, you would have gotten Malchus for it. Alma Lav Shein B'maisa Loka Nalav. Even though the only way to violate Noser is by not doing a Maisa. You violate Noser by sitting still and just leaving the meat there. So you see that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa you'd get Malchus on. So they each have their own diuk from the din of Noser. So says Gemara, yeah, but aren't both diukim correct? Meaning, aren't they both true? So Rabbi Shimon Lakish Nami, Havade Asra Safeku, Lechora, he has to be Medayik that Asra Safek is a valid Asra as well, because Asra by Noser it certainly counts as Asra Safek, and nevertheless you still need the mitzvah saseh in order to take away the malchus. So shouldn't you be able to be medayik not only that Alav Shein B'maisa Lokin Alav, but also that Asra Safek is Shema Hasra? So says Mar Savrla Ki Idach Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish learns like the other Tana that holds within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Asra Safek is not considered Asra. The Tanya, meaning Eino Chinami, that's a valid diuk in this presentation of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But there is another interpretation or presentation of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda where it assumes that Asra Safek is not a valid Asra. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa about someone who's Maka or Mekalil Aviv. So let's say you have a situation where Rachman al-Tzlan, a person doesn't know who their father is, that it could could be one of two men. The Torah tells us by the Yisra of Haka'a, Maka Aviv V'Imo, Mos Yumas. And by the Yisra of Klala, Makalal Aviv V'Imo, Mos Yumas. The Misa is a Misas Chenek, and you're only, by Maka, it's only if you make a Chabura. Makalal is only if you're Makalal B'Shem. So what's the case? The guy doesn't know who his father is. A man was Megarish, his wife, and a month and a half later, she married somebody else, and 7 months later, they had a baby. So you don't know, was this baby from the earlier husband, from the later husband? This is precisely the reason why there's a din of Havchana, that she's not allowed to get remarried until 3 months have passed since the divorce, because we always want to be able to identify the yichus of the child, who the father is going to, who the father is. But you have a case where they ignored that halacha, and now you don't know who the father is. So he kazeh v'chazer v'hikazeh. The guy hits both candidates. Kilel zeh v'chazer v'kilel zeh. He curses both candidates. Each one he got asra for, but each one was asra safek. They tell this guy, you better not hit that guy, because otherwise you can get punished for maka aviv. Well, maybe yeah, maybe no, because I don't know if this is aviv. And then they tell him the same thing about the other guy. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Each one is asra safek. He kashneim bebas achas, if he hits them both, bitoch kadei dibor of the asra. He takes one swing and he decks them both, right? And he got asra, you better not hit your father, right? And then he hits both of these guys, okil shneim bebas achas, or he had one asra for both of them at the same time, and he's mekalel both of them at the same time, chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv misa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he's bebas achas chayiv, that if he hits both of them or curses both of them, bas achas is chayiv, because one of them is his father, and he therefore for sure violated the law at that time. But b'zeachar zeh potter. But b'zeachar zeh is going to be potter. Why? Because each one is a suffix that maybe it's not his father. So each asra is asra suffix. So since Reish Lakish holds like this brisa, that this is the accurate presentation of the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, he was not medayik from Nosar that asra suffix is shema asra. He was only medayik that lav shein bo maisa is lokim alav. He didn't want to be medayik asra suffix shema asra, even though it might have been a valid diuk, because he happens to know that that's not Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asra Safik is lo shma Asra based on this brisa. Okay, so says Gemara, but let's turn the tables on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Ami, Avadei Lav Shein Bo Maisahu. How come Rabbi Yochanan wasn't Midayik from the halacha about Nosar, that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa is a Lokan Alav? Because after all, Nosar is certainly a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, and the only reason it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't get Malkus on Nosar is because it's a Lav Anita Glasei. What about the fact that it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa? Elamai must be that you do get Malkus for Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So answers Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan is Savalaki Hadam Ravi Di Baravin. He holds like the following teaching of Ravi Di Baravin, Amr Rav Amram, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yudam Rishum Rabbi Yosef Glili, Kol losasei shabetorah, the any losasei in the Torah, lav sheish b'maisa lokin alav, lav shein b'maisa ein lokin alav. Normally, you only get malchus on a lav sheish b'maisa, not on a lav shein b'maisa. Chutz, except for three averos. Me'a nishba, umeymar, v'mekalas chaver b'shem. A nishba, that someone who swears to do a particular maisa, and he doesn't do it. A meimar, someone who says about a behema that it should have kedusha b'makom another behema that he was makdish from the mizbech, so it's a violation of tmura. And mekal is chaver b'shem, someone who's mekal someone else with the shem of a kodesh baruch hu. So since Rabbi Yochanan happens to know that the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that a lav shein bo maisa ain lokin alav, he didn't want to be medayik from Nosar that lav shein bo maisa is yes lokin alav. So he was only medayik about asra safek. So kashet Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So says Gemara, so what did each one do? They didn't want to be medayik. What they happened to know, Rabbi Yehuda is the opposite of. But then it's just a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, because both according to Reish Lakish, who says that within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, like the Brisa, that Maka Aviv, that Asra Safik is Lav Shema Asra, and Bein Rabbi Yochanan holds within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a Lav Shein B'maisa is Ein Lokin Alav, it's difficult because the Brisa of Nosar contradicts both of those things. From the Brisa of Nosar, you see that a Lav Shein B'maisa, yes, you get Malkus on, and that that Asra Safik is yes called Asra. Now you've shown me different prices of Rabbi Yehuda where he disagrees with both of those positions. So it says Gemara, either Rabbi Shimon Lakish Treitanai Libid Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Reish Lakish will tell you, yeah, in a Chinami, it's a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda because there are two different Tanaim presenting Shitas Rabbi Yehuda differently. The Tana of the Brice of Nosar assumes within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that Asra Safik is Shema Asra. The Tana of the Brice of Maka Aviv assumes within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that Asra Safik is Lo Shema Asra. And Reish Lakish just happens to hold like that presentation of Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tana of the Brice about Maka Aviv. And either Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha, Hadidei Hadirabe. And a similar answer, but different, that Rabbi Yochanan will say that the two Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda are not both what Rabbi Yehuda himself personally holds. One is Rabbi Yehuda's personal position, and the other is his presentation of the position of his Rebbeim. So the Brice of Nosar, that's Rabbi Yehuda's honest to goodness opinion, that Alav Shein B'Maisa, you get Malkusan. That which he says you don't get Malkusan Alav Shein B'Maisa, that's not presenting his own opinion, that he's saying in the name of his Rebbe, in the name of Rabbi Yossi HaGalili. Sometimes the Talmud is so capable of saying over the Rebbe's teachings that you get confused. What does the Rebbe hold and what does the Talmud hold? So he did such a convincing job of it that I think they said that after Rav Salvechik gave a hesped for his uncle, for the Brisker Rav, he did such a great job explaining the Brisker Rav's position that they assumed that there was no daylight between them on their views on Zionism. There was a lot of daylight between them on their views of Zionism. But he knew how to present the Shita of his uncle. Okay, so after the Gemara, I mean, once the Gemara mentions Rabbi Yochanan that the Chi of Malkus is Tali in the Bittel of the Asay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara explains the Lavim where it's possible to be Mevatel the Asay, meaning we discussed yesterday, Bittelu velo Bittelu, that you only get Malkus on the Lavinitik Lasay if you've ruined any future possibility of doing the Asay that's going to fix this Lav. So the Gemara is going to tell us this great Chiddush that there aren't so many examples of that, but we're going to start with the conversation about Shiluach HaKeten. The pasuk says in Parashat Ki Teitzei, Ki Yikari Kan Tzipor Lefanecha, you find a nest, and the aim is Rovetzes Al Afrochum Al Abeitzim, so Lo Tikachem Al Abanim, Lo Sasei, do not take the mother while the offspring are still there, rather, and I say, Shaleach Teshalach Hasei Eim Ves Abanim Tikach Lach, you have to send away the mother, and then you take the banim. So you have the love not to take the aim Al Abanim, and I say to be Mishaleach, the aim. So it's machlokas tanoim whether the Torah is trying to generate a lav hanita kla asay. If you violated the lav, can you now fix it with the asay? So tanan hasam, we have a mishnah maseches chulin hanotel aim al abanim. If someone violates the lav by taking the mother while the banim are while taking the banim while the mother's there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo kaveda mishalech. He gets malchus for violating the lav, and he has no mitzvah now to be mishalech after he was already lakach, after he already violated the lo sasei. V'chamro mishalech v'naloka. No, he could still be mekayim the mitzvah sasei to be mishalech hasa'im, and then he's not going to be chayiv malkus. He'll be potter from the malkus. So zeh klal kol mitzvosei sheish makom asei ein chayav v'naloha. Because alav anitik lasei, there's no chayiv malkus for. And that's exactly what's going on over here. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's bitlu v'lo bitlu, that any lav anitik lasei, you don't get Malkus unless you ruin the future possibility of fulfilling the assay. So the Chacham, when they say Mishaleach, is Mishaleach whenever you want, and then Ve'enu Loka, then you're never going to get Malkus for it, unless you ruin the possibility of ever fulfilling that assay. But since the Chacham say in this Mishnah, Zah Klal, and there's reason to assume that they compare Lav Anitik Lasei to the Lav of Lokeach Eim Al-Abanim, where it's Shayach Bit Lasei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Am Rabbi Yochanan, but you should know, it's a rare example. There's only this example and one other example where it's possible to be mevatel the assay and therefore get the malchus. To be mevatel any future possibility of the assay and get the malchus. There are only two cases in all of Torah where that could happen. So Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, Heicha, where do we find another one? What's the other example of a lava nitik lasei, where it's possible to be mevatel any future possibility of being mekayim the asei. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, l'chitishkach, go do some research. You know, don't just ask, think about it. You know, Rabbi has to challenge the Talmidim. Go through in your mind the 365 little essays in the Torah. See how many of them are lava nitik lasei, and see which ones you can come up with. So nafak dok v'ashkach, Rabbi Lezer went. He started going through the Mishnayos and the Brises, and he found the lava nitik lasei where it's possible to be mevatel a future possibility of fulfilling the asei. Titania ones shegiresh, a man is ma'anes a woman, he marries his anusa in fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Torah, velosia the isha, and then he's megarisher in violation of lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. Then im Yisrael, who if he's a Yisrael, so he's allowed to marry a grusha, machzir, he should remarry her ve'in olok, and then he's not going to get malchus because he has now fulfilled the asei that fixes the love. Vim kohen hu, but if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to marry a grusha. So loka ve'ino machzir, he gets malchus and he cannot remarry her because he's not allowed to marry a grusha. So that love of Yisrael, Rabbi Lazar is saying it's shaykh to be mevatel the asei and to become chayiv malchus. That even though for Yisrael Israel, it's a lavanita class A, but it's possible to ruin the possibility of ever fulfilling that mitzvah sasei. So it says, that's only true if it's not about bitlo v'bitlo. If the way to get malchus on the lavanita class A is when Bezin sits you down and they say, do the essay right now, and if you don't do it right now, we're giving you malchus. That doesn't have to be you ruin the possibility. That it's just that they give you a chance, and if you don't do it, you can get malchus. I understand that Beis Din is going to sit the guy down and they're going to say, you're Israel, you're a Megarish, you're Anusa, marry her right now, and if not, you can get Malkus. And if he says, I refuse, good, so then they give him Malkus. So that I understand. El Mandir Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. But if you say that it's Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, that the only way you're going to get Malkus in Elav Anita Klasei is if you ruin any possibility of ever being able to fulfill the mitzvah Sasei again. So how does that happen? Bishla Megabi Shluach Hakein Meshkachasla. I understand how that could happen by Shluach Hakein, because you could kill the mother, and now that you kill the mother bird, you have no chance of ever being mishaleach the aim. So now you are mevatel any possibility of ever fulfilling that asay. El onas bitul bitlech mishkachsla. But how do you ever have a case where a man is ma'anis a woman, he marries her in fulfillment of the mitzvah lasi elisha, he divorces her in violation of liuchal shalcha, and now he's mevatel any future possibility of marrying her? How could he do that? Edekatla, if you're going to say, well, simple, he kills her. So now he's not going to have any future possibility to marry her. But Malkus is the least of his problems if he kills her. Kamle b'drava minei, then he deserves a much more severe onesh, because he's chayiv for murder. So it's not shaykh to even talk about Malkus. So one might suggest, the Rishonim discuss, that the chayiv misa and Malkus don't come simultaneously, because the chayiv misa is at the time of the ritzicha, at the time of the act of murder. The chayiv Malkus, it goes back to the avera of the love. It's just that so long as there's a chance that he could fix the love, he's not going to get Malkus for it. But the real chi of Malkus is from when he violated that love of divorcing her, not from murdering her. So maybe Hitaka should be chi of Malkus. So the Ramban says, you see, right from here, that the time of the bittul of the asay is considered the moment of the chi of Malkus. That is considered to be the moment that he's chi of Malkus. Rabbi Kivager in the Gilyan Hashas says, well, maybe we could say we're talking about an Isha Trefa, where he's not going to be chayiv for her murder, right? Meaning maybe she had some sort of disease that she was going to die anyway, and therefore he's not going to be chayiv for the murder. And then murdering her will take away any future possibility of being mekayim the asei. How come the Gemara didn't think of that possibility? So Rikivega leaves it as a tzarchi, and some of the other achronim. Some of the other achronim come up with suggestions, but you're always skeptical about people trying to answer Rabbi Kivager's questions. Rabbi Kivager usually thought of the answers, but it would become the drabbin. So what's an example by a ma'anes? Violating, having a case of bitlo where he's never going to be able to fulfill the asay. So Amar Rav Shimi Mechozna'a, that Rabbi Lazar means that it's shaykh to be mvatal the asay of onus, going she kiba lo kiddushin me'acher. She accepted kiddushin from someone else. So now she's married to someone else, so she's asura to him. So Amar Rav Isha vise shliach. If we're talking about that the woman made the onus a shliach to be makabel the kiddushin on her behalf,
Eka mevatale. She's the one that was mevatal the chance of him doing the essay. It wasn't him that was mevatal the chance, because she's the one that made him a shliach. So that's not called his being mevatal the chance. And ilosha vise shliach. And if she did, we're not talking about where she made the guy who's ma'ani sorry shliach to be mekabel kiddushin on her behalf. Kol kamine velo klumi. Does he have the possibility? He have the right to be mekabel kiddushin on her behalf? No, the whole kiddushin wouldn't be valid. So she's still muteris to him. So he could still remarry her and avoid getting the malchus. Elo amrav shimi min arda kagon sheidira b'rabim. The case of Rav Lazar is, how is he mevatel the possibility of ever remarrying her? He takes a neder b'rabim that he's never going to get hana from her, and therefore he generated an isser to marry her. So now he's like the kohen who's not allowed to remarry her. So that's the case of bitul v'bitul. Well, hanich l'mandem neder shud b'rabim menu afara l'mandem yishal afara ma'ikel meimar. That works if you assume you're stuck with such a neder, that a neder that you took in front of a minion of people, you can't be made for the neder. But if you're old, you can always be made for such a neder. You're not stuck with it. You didn't ruin the possibility of being mekayim naseh. So the midirila al das rabim, that he's told of the neder in the das of the rabim and the das of the beisdin, which is even stronger. Damar amemer hilchos neder shudim rabim yeshal afara, but al das rabim ain lo afara. So that's a permanent neder. So that he's going to be stuck with, and that's how he's mevatel any possible future chance of being mekayim the asay. So we had said zosfior acheres. We only have these two examples of shiluach hakein and being machsir anusaso. Those are the only examples of bitlu v'bitlu, where you're going to get malchus for, even though it's a lavanita klasei, because you're not fulfilling the asay. So says mar v'sulaka. Are there no other examples? Va'ika simin is gezel mashkun peah. There are three other examples we could think of. Gezel drachman amar, where the Torah says a kodesh baruch who tells us lo sigzol yevelo sasei, and then there's a mitzvah say veheish vesagzela and mashkon drachman amar. By mashkon there's a lo sasei of lo savel beisol avot avoto, that you're not allowed to go to take a mashkon shalob rishus of a person, and there's an asay of hashev tashiv lo es avot bivah shemesh, that you need to return the mashkon if you took shalob rishus, you have to return it umichshkach so bekim volkimu ubitlu vlobitlu, and you get malchus whether you hold like Reish Lakish that it's all about kimu vlokimu, because Beis Din sits him down and says, return this mashkon right now or we're giving you a malchus, right? And then he says no, so you give him malchus. Or Beis Din sits him down and says, return this gezeila right now, right? So you can, and whether you're like Rabbi Yochanan, bitlu lo bitlu, because you take the mashkon and you burn it. So now you have no ability. So you take the gezeila and you burn it. Now you have no ability to be meshiv as a gezeila or to be meshiv the mashkon. So says Gemara, Hasam, kivin the chayiv b'tashlumin, ein loko meshalim. No, because over there you chayiv in dinim mamonis. So since you have to pay, you're not going to get malchus as well. So it's not a good example of a lavanita klasei for which one would get malchus. So maskav Rabbi Zeir says, okay, what about the following? Haika mashkono shel ger. What about a mashkon Yisrael took from a ger and he burnt it while the ger was alive, so he ruined any possibility of returning it? Umeis hager, and then before he's mekayim the asay of paying him, the ger dies. So and the ger has no yorish to pay to. So now there's no tashlumin. So all there's going to be is the malchus. So here's a case of a lavanita klasei, and you've ruined the possibility of fulfilling the asay. And because you've ruined the possibility of fulfilling the asay, you're going to be chayiv malchus. So it says Gemara, hasam gavra bar tashlumin hu v'shibudu deger hu kapaka. No, in the time of the person burnt the mashkon, he was chayv to pay for it, and it's considered that he was not yet mevatel the asay. And it's just that the fact that he doesn't have to pay is because the shibud disappeared because the ger died, so there's no one to have a shibud on. So that's not considered to be an example of something that you're going to get malchus. So says Gemara, okay, but I'll give you another example. V'yika peya drachmana amar. The Torah says that there's a los asay of los chala pa'asad chabukutzrecha, that there's an isser to harvest all of the grain of your field without leaving some corner for the aniyim. And if you went and you harvested everything without leaving anything over, la ani v'la ger tazovo sub. There's a mitzvah sasei to leave something for the ani and the ger. The mishkach so bekim v'lo kimu bitlu v'lo bitlu. And you could be mechayiv malchus bein l'Reish Lakish bein l'Rabbi Yochanan. Whether you're like Reish Lakish or is kimu v'lo kimu, the Beis Din warns him, you better be mechayiv this sasei or we're going to give you malchus, and he refuses, so they give him malchus. Or whether you're like Rabbi Yochanan, it's bitlu v'lo bitlu, that he's mevatel the chance of fulfilling the asei. How's he mevatel the chance of fulfilling the asei? He grinds all the grain grain. So it's not possible for him anymore to leave that grain back out in the field. Titania, because we have a brisa, mitzvah peah lahafresh min hakama. The mitzvah lechachil of peah is to leave standing grain still attached to the ground. Let the aniyim come and take it. Lo ifresh min hakama, mafresh min ha'omrin. If he did not do that and he already harvested the field, okay, so he could still be mafresh after the ketzira while it's still in the field. Lo ifresh min ha'omrin, mafresh min ha'kri, ad shalomerach. And if he's already gathered in the grain and he already made a pile, but he didn't smooth out the pile yet, he could still be mafresh the peah. Mirchu, but if he finished the gemar malacha of the grain by smoothing out the pile, and now it's chayiv in trumas ma'asos, ma'aser v'nosin lo. He first has to take ma'aser from the tvoah and only afterwards give the peah. But once he grinds the grain, now he was kona b'shinoi, and now it's not subject to peah anymore. So how could you be mvatel the possibility of ever fulfilling the assay? Easy. Grind all the grain. Now there's no more mitzvah assay. So that's a case of bitl v'lo, and he's going to get malchus for it. And so Gemara, because Rabbi Shmuel, damar afresh min isa. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Shmuel that it's never too late for peah. After you grind it, after you turn it into flour, and you make a dough out of it, you could still be mafresh peah. Yeah, but eventually you'll eat it, so that then you don't have any chance of fulfilling the assay anymore. So even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it should be an example of bitl v'lo, where you're going to get malchus. Even though it's a love and need to class say, Ella Zosfa Racheres, aha. So it says, well, you know what? That's a great example. So probably Zosfa Racheres was not referring to Shiluah Hakein. Remember how the conversation went? That Rabbi Yochanan says, there are only two examples of Bitlu Vlo Bitlu. There's Zos of Shiluah Hakein, Va'odacheres. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what? What's the Odacheres? He says, do research, you'll figure out the Odacheres. So he thought he figured out the Odacheres, where it related to whatever it was, that the Onus Shagir. So he thought that was the Ora Cheres. So says Gemara, no, this was the Ora Cheres. It was about Peah. This was the Ora. What about the Onus case? Wasn't that an Ora Cheres? Aval Onus lo. Maybe it's not Shaykh Bitl Asay. When it comes to Ones, that which the Gemara had said that it's Shaykh to Mivatal Yasei by being her Madira al Das Rabin, by taking a Neder Hanah against her al Das Rabin, which is an irreversible Neder, Teich Amrin al Das Rabin Mein Lo Afara, Lidvar Shus, al Dvar Mitzvah, Yesh Lo Afara. When do we say that a Neder al Das Rabin, you can never be Mefir? That's if it's a Dvar Shus. But if you're taking a Neder that's going to prevent you from doing a Mitzvah, so even if it's al Das Rabin, you could be Mefir such a Neder. So it's never irreversible when it comes to being machzer anusaso. That is, you're never going to make a permanent bitl v'lo bitlu. And therefore, that was a poor example. The actual example is this example of peah. Kiadu mikri dardiki, like the case of the Malami Tinokos, Dava Pasha Biyanuke, who was being a little too rough with the children. Rashi says he was hitting the kids too much. In Bechoros, Rashi is a little more elaborate. He says, like, way too much. They were dying because he was hitting them so much. The Ritva says that how could that be? Lashon of Pasha sounds like that through his pshia, Nezek happened on its own. Not that he was being mazik biyadayim, not that he was murdering the children who weren't teaching the Rashi correctly or whatever, right? I guess Rashi wouldn't have spoken. But you know it doesn't sound that that's what it means. So the Ritva says no, he wasn't learning with them bikvius and they were being mevatel Torah a lot, or he wasn't being medactic to fix their mistakes. Meaning Pasha B'Yanuki just means he was being negligent about his job. His job was to teach them, and he wasn't showing up on time, and he wasn't, he missed a lot of days of school, and he wasn't testing to make sure that they understood the material. That's what it means to be Pasha. So anyway, Adri Ravacha took a neder al das rabim that this guy is fired, that he is never going to be able to be Malami Tinokes again. So Vahadri Ravina, and Ravina rehired him as a Malami Tinokes by being matir the neder. Why? The dayik havasei, because they couldn't find anyone who was as good as him. So even though, according to Rashi, he was beating up the kids too much, or according to the Ritva, he wasn't great, but he was the best option. Sometimes it's hard to find good teachers. So since he was the best teacher available, so he had to, because it's a dvar mitzvah to be able to teach children Torah, even in neder al das rabim, you're able to be mefir. Then the Mishnah said, that along the list of Elu and Alokin are people in Avelis, Trevish, Katsum, and Masim. So I'm Rabbi Da Haiman Da Achal Binisa De Bei Kurava, a person who eats a certain type of worm that's found in the cabbage. Malkina Le Mishum Sharitz HaSharitz Ala Aretz. He gets Malkus for Sharitz HaSharitz Ala Aretz. So Gemara says, Ahu Da Achal Binisa De Bei Kurava. This in fact happened, that someone had once eaten this type of worm, Vinagde Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda Taka gave him Malkus, meaning that's La Alacha. Amar Abaye, Achal Putisa, if a person swallows a certain Sheretz HaMayim, Loka Arba'a, he gets four different Malkios, two for a Stam Sheretz, and two for a Sheretz HaMayim. Nimala, if he eats a bug, Loka Chamesh, he gets five Malkios, two for a Stam Sheretz, and another three, Mishum Sheretz HaShoretz Ala Aretz, for Sheretz HaShoretz Ala Aretz. If he eats Tzira, Loka Sheish, some type of flying insect. Five that we said about Sheretz HaAretz, and another one because Mishum Sheretz HaOf, because it also happens to be a flying insect. So for all those things, he's going to get all these malchios. The halacha is, even though these creatures might be very, very tiny and they're pachos mikazayis, so Rashi points out, yeah, but they're a beria. So anytime it's a beria shlema, anytime it's a complete creature, you're going to be chayiv malchus for. Tosus writes that the lavim of shratzim were not said b'lashon achila, so that's why you don't need a shir kazayis. Meaning it's not an isra of lo sochal. It's since it's lo sitamu, it's lo teshaktu, it's other lashonos that the Torah uses. How do I know kezayis is the shear for nevela for everything? Because there's that definition of achila is kezayis. But when the iser is not a function of technical achila, then it could be even less than a kezayis. So nafkamina would be, what if it's not a beria shlema, right? What if you just have a piece of a bug? So if you say, like Rashi says, that the reason you get malchus even when it's pachus mi kezayis is because it's a beri yishlema, so pachs mi beri yishlema, you would not get malchus. If you say like Tosos, then there's just no shir kezayis because it's not a lashon achila. Then even if it's just a piece of a bug, you should get malchus, right? That would be a huge chumrah. When we have when we clean our vegetables, we try to make sure we get out any beria. If all that's going to be left are teeny tiny pieces, so then we assume that they become batal b'shishim or whatever. No, it's only a beria that's not able to become batal. Okay, so anyway, so these are the numbers of malchus that one can get for eating bugs. Says the Gemara, Vamar Rav Achai. Rav Achai says, whenever the Gemara quotes Rav Achai, there's always discussion in Rishonim, is that Rav Achai Gon, and this is a later addition to the Gemara, or is this an Amora named Rav Achai? So Amar Rav Achai, Hamashes Nekavav, a person who holds himself back from going to the bathroom, over Mishum Lo Tishaktu. He's also in violation of Lo Tishaktu. It's an isser to do disgusting things this would be included. So our gear so here is lo tishaktu. The pasuk in Vayikra Perik Chaf pasuk Chafei about balei chayim that are larger, not legabe shratzim. The Sharichuvin Rabbeinu Yonah and Sharichuva in Shar Gimel and the tour in Yerodeisim Kuftas Zayin writes that it's not a violation not of that of lo tishaktu but of al tishaktu, which is a different pasuk. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Perik Yiral, pasuk Mem Gimel, and you understand why the Gemara would bring that over here, because that's actually about insects. Meaning, so it would make more sense that it should not be lo tishaktu, that it's a typo over here. It should be al tishaktu is the actual iser that we're quoting. The Ritva and the Miri point out that this iser is an iser drabanan, and that we're quoting a pasuk, smachta. The smag sounds like he holds that it's an iser min haTorah, and that it's really a lo saseh based on this pasuk. But there is a shir ledavar, meaning it doesn't mean the moment a person has the slightest urge to go to the bathroom, that he's automatically in violation. It means that he really, really, really has to go. So there is some sort of shear that he can't hold himself in, kadei hiluch meal or something like that for 18 minutes, something along those lines. So I'm Rabbi Barabai, Haiman deshasi bekarnu du umna. A person who drinks out of kalim that are used for bloodletting, cover mishum lo tishaktu, is in violation of Baal malta shaksu. So we said that if you eat a bug, you get 5 malkios. So the Gemara says you could be chayiv 6 malkios also for eating a bug. Amar Rav bar Rav Huna, risei ketisha nemalim. If a person crushes 9 bugs and they're no longer a beria, vehevi echad chay v'shlim on the kazayas, and he brings one living one and he's mitzarif it with them to be mashed in the shir kazayas, and then he eats them all. Lokashesh chamish mishum beria, 5 for eating the beria, the one full creature, and echad mishum kazayas nevela. And that, now he's also violated eating a kazayas of a nevela, because the living nemala is died when he swallowed it mistama, and it's mitzarif to the shir kazayas with the rest of and nevela. The halacha is if you eat a kazayas of creatures that have died, you violate the isur of nevela. Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav says name Rabbi Yochanan, this din is lav dafka with 9 plus 1, even if you have 2 crushed bugs and 1 live one is mashlim to a kazayas. Rav Yosef Amar, afilu echad vuhu, why do you need 2, even 1 crushed bug on this one, velo pligi, and there's no machlokas over here, there's no magic number. Habu Rav Ravi Habu Zutri, the only magic number is a kazayas, so it depends how big the other bug is. So if it's mashlim to a kazayas, whether it's 9 or 2 or 1, so then either way you're going to be chayv malchus. Okay, we'll stop there. Bezra Melisha will pick up tomorrow at the two dots. I will be back on Monday morning. Bezra Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful day.